He now mounted a counteroffensive that slowly pushed Sterling Price's forces back toward Arkansas. By November, the military situation in Missouri was stable, and Missouri was firmly in the Union. Like Kentucky, however, it remained a very much divided state. Claiborne Jackson and the pro-South portion of the deposed legislature met and said that they were seceding from the Union. And so just as in Kentucky, you have this rump part of the state meeting and declaring that they will cast their lot with the Confederacy. The Confederacy added a star to their flag from Missouri. There's the 13th star in the Confederate flag, although it's the same process. Missouri doesn't really leave the Union, but these pro-Southern people in the state pretend it did, as did the Confederate government. Missouri sent nearly 90,000 soldiers into the Union Army, about 10% of whom were black. They sent at least 30,000 into the Confederate Army. And about 3,000 or so more Missourians fought as guerrillas in what was the most vicious guerrilla war of the entire conflict. Missouri was absolutely pulled apart by guerrilla fighting during the course of the Civil War. Incredibly vicious. William Quantrill, Bloody Bill Anderson, Jesse and Frank James, the Younger brothers, all of these men and many others were Confederate guerrillas in Missouri. Their opposite numbers, just as vicious as they were the Jayhawkers from Kansas, the Redlegs. It was just a kind of war with essentially no rules. Civilians caught up in it. Whole counties depopulated. Many of the things we associate with 20th century wars and think didn't happen in the Civil War actually did happen in Missouri. A very, very bitter situation there. But the state remains in the Union. It is safe for Lincoln. Maryland, let's go to Maryland. Maryland demanded special attention because the United States would have a real problem if Maryland left the Union. The United States Capitol would be in the Confederacy if Maryland left the Union. Very important not to let that happen. Washington was full of Southern sympathizers. It was sort of a Southern city at this point and remained so even after the war in many ways, but there were lots of rumors in Washington early in the war about what was going on in Maryland and how Maryland was going to join the Confederacy. The state, actually, a majority of it was opposed to secession and opposed to the Confederacy, but Baltimore was a hotbed of pro-Confederate sympathy. That was apparent from a very early point, and it troubled the Lincoln administration. On April 19th, a mob in Baltimore attacked the 6th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment as it marched through town. The soldiers returned the fire. 4 soldiers and 12 residents of Baltimore were killed in this riot, as it was called. Outraged pro-Confederate Marylanders then proceeded to burn railroad bridges and cut telegraph wires leading into Washington, D.C., and cut Washington off from the rest of the North for a significant period. Not until the 7th New York Infantry and other Northern troops began reaching Washington on April 25th was the city considered safe. This is a very problematical time in the capital of the United States. The Maryland legislature met in April, and while it made no move towards secession, it did vote to recognize the Confederate States of America as a nation, and it implored Abraham Lincoln to let the seceding states go in peace. Let them go, said the Maryland legislature. They're gone. They're a nation. We just need to come to terms with that. Well, of course, Lincoln was not going to do that. Lincoln decided that he was going to have to act decisively to keep Maryland in the Union, to make sure that it remained loyal. So he did a number of things. He sent troops to Baltimore and other key points just to show the flag and have the presence of United States power in those places. He suspended the writ of habeas corpus in part of the state, which of course meant that citizens didn't have to be told why they were being held. You could be arrested and not told why you were being arrested. Many Marylanders were arrested for pro-Confederate activities, even for saying things in favor of the Confederacy. I don't mean for blowing up bridges or cutting telegraph wires or sniping at Union troops, but just for saying, hurrah for Jeff Davis, or long live the Confederacy. You could be arrested for doing those kinds of things in Maryland. One of the men so arrested was named John Merriman.